Okay, and please welcome to the field, Jim Christian, for today's first pitch. Jim has been the general manager with Eastland Pistons for the past 5 years here in the Pacific Northwest. Jim has won three children and has lived in Bonnie Lake for the past 19 years. When he's not working, he's spending time with his family, traveling and attending his sporting events. Thanks for joining us, Jim. And wow, nice pitch, Jim. Just got up there with right to business and beautiful pitch it was. Thank you for joining us, Jim. And let's hear it one more time for Jim Lucia. Thanks for joining us, Jim, and enjoy the game tonight for your family.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheetah Ears, host the Sacramento River Cats. It is game two of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers come into this one hot. They have won five of their last six games, including back-to-back games entering today. And the Rainiers won the opening game of this series yesterday by a score of 3-1, really well-pitched and fast-paced game here last night between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants. Pitchers today on the hill for the Rainiers, right-hander Darren McCacken. He's won his last three starts, evening out his record on the year. He's 4-4 with a 6.07 ERA. He'll be opposed by the 6-foot-11-inch right-hander for Sacramento, Sean Jelly. Jelly is 4-3. With a 5.28 ERA, he's making his 11th start of the year, and he's already faced the Rainiers twice this season. So Tacoma knows what they're going to be seeing with the tall righty for Sacramento. It's the Rainiers and the Sacramento Rivercats here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers looking to continue their winning ways. We'll take a look back at last night's Tacoma Rainiers victory when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more. We're here for you.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento Rivercats tonight. Game two of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. Great pitching ruled the day yesterday. Tacoma's Tommy Malone made the start. He has just been terrific this season. He went six scoreless innings yesterday, allowing only four singles. Only one runner reached second base while he was in the game for the first six innings. Malone lowered his season ERA down to 1.13. He's given up four runs in 32 innings of work for Tacoma. He got the win, improving to 3-0 on the year. Rainiers had some nice relief work yesterday, too. Ken Giles on rehab had his best outing results-wise, retiring all three batters he faced. Fernando Abad allowed one run in the eighth inning on a two-out hit. And then in the ninth, Matt Brash took care of business to nail down his first Triple-A save. So the Rainiers won yesterday 3-1. Just enough offense to get by. They had only four hits, an RBI single from Eric Mejia, an RBI double from Justin Upton, and a solo homer from Mason McCoy, the big hits. Well, we'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues in a moment.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your leader in modern cloud-first networking and security gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats, who have a record of 24 wins and 37 losses. The San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage, who managed the Rainiers way back in 2006. Leading off for Sacramento, playing center field, is Steven Duggar. Batting second, the second baseman, former Rainier and Mariner Donovan Walton. Hitting third, the right fielder, Elliot Ramos. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Jason Vossler. Batting fifth is designated hitter Austin Dean. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Michael Papirski. Isan Diaz bats seventh. He is at third base. Hitting eighth is shortstop Will Wilson and batting ninth left fielder Ka'ai Tom. on the mound, Sean Jelly. Jelly is 4-3 with a 5.28 ERA. Well, the Raiders are 24-36 on the season, and Tim Fedorovich will lead off again today with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third and playing left field is Justin Upton. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Eric Mejia. Batting fifth and playing third base is Kevin Padlow. Joe Odom hits sixth. He is at first base. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Andrew Knapp. Batting eighth, designated hitter Alex Blandino. And hitting ninth, the second baseman Cesar Isturiz. And McCacken is 4-4 with a 6.07 ERA. Umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Brock Ballou. At first base is Tyler Jones. And over at third, it's Matthew Bates. Tacoma and Sacramento in game two of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Raiders Baseball as we are about ready to start this one. The Tacoma Raiders and the Sacramento Rivercats. Darren McCacken has finished his warm-ups. There's a slight change to the starting lineups we just went through. A flip-flop in the corner outfielders. Actually, Justin Mejia in left field. That's the opposite of what I just said at the end of our pregame show. All right, let's get this game started. Darren McCacken on the hill. First pitch of the game is taken for a ball by Steven Duggar, and we are underway here in lovely Tacoma, Washington. It's 59 degrees. Come on, weather. Look at the calendar. Take a break. Here's the pitch to Duggar. Swung on and fouled back. And the count's even, 1-1. Summer coming late this year in our great Pacific Northwest. So a ball and a strike to Duggar. Duggar on an injury rehab assignment with Sacramento. He's on the San Francisco injured list with a strained oblique that he's coming back from, and he takes up high for a ball. Duggar's got to be close to being ready. He's in his 10th game of his rehab assignment tonight. He had a base hit yesterday and a three-hit game on Sunday. 2-1 pitch on its way, and this is outside, ball three. On deck, Donovan Walton. His first ever game as a visitor at Cheney Stadium. Here's McCacken with his 3-1 pitch to Duggar, and it is fouled off out of play. And the count goes full, 3-2. So full count to Duggar. Darren McCacken making his 12th start of the year today. 4-4, 6.07 ERA. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. McCacken, one of the workhorses of the Pacific Coast League, second in the league in innings pitched with 59 and a third. He's allowed 65 hits and 17 walks, striking out 55. McCacken, sinker slider pitcher. usually around the zone. Gonna miss strike three, got him with a change, and down goes Duggar, and there is the first out of the game. So McCacken strikes out Steven Duggar. And one man is out, and now here is Donovan Walton, who has played countless games in the field behind McCacken, and now for his first time ever, he's hitting against McCacken. Walton traded by the Mariners to the San Francisco Giants on May 11th. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. The pitching prospect the Mariners got for Walton, who is at Class A Everett, Prelander Baroa, he's been pitching well lately. 1-0 to Walton is in there for a strike, 1-1. Since the trade, Walton has spent most of his time in the majors with San Francisco. Yeah, the 1-1 from McCacken is lined towards right. On the move is Upton, reaches out and makes the catch while coasting towards the foul line, and there's the second out. So Walton hit a liner, but Justin Upton able to reel it in. And there are two outs. Now Elliot Ramos is the batter. Ramos drove in the lone Sacramento run yesterday with a two-out single, a real battle he had with Fernando Abad in the eighth inning. 10-pitch at bat. McCacken with his first pitch to Ramos today, and it's a breaking ball over for a strike, a slider. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way. And that one is a high strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So McCacken's out ahead of Elliot Ramos. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to short. Nice pickup by McCoy. Easy toss to first for the out, and the inning is over. Darren McCacken with a 3-up, 3-down top of the first, recorded his first strikeout along the way. We go, Oma coming to the plate.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Sacramento did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Tacoma Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Forrest Wall will lead things off. He'll be followed by Mason McCoy and Justin Upton. And you can't miss the pitcher, Sacramento right-hander Sean Jelly, 6 feet 11 inches tall. And the right-hander's pitch to Wall is up and away. Ball one. Wall hitting 235, which had second in the league in stolen bases. 1-0 pitch. Wall thought about trying to bunt his way aboard. He bunted at it and missed. That's a strike, 1-1. Sean Jelly reached the majors for his first time earlier this season, and when that happened, he tied the record for tallest player in Major League Baseball history, 6 feet 11. 1-1 pitch. misses for a ball, 2-1. A pitcher for the Montreal Expos in the years right before they moved to D.C. named John Rauch, the only other 6'11 major leaguer. So here's a pitch inside to Wall, and the count goes to 3-1. Randy Johnson was 6'10". 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Forrest Wall draws the walk. He is on. And from the Sacramento standpoint, this is not the guy you want to walk. Wall, with his 20 steals, is now at first base, and he's going to be looking to run. Here's Mason McCoy, who lined a homer yesterday. Also drew a walk and scored two of the Rainiers' three runs last night. His average is at 250. Seven homers, 775 OPS. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. McCoy in his first season in the Mariners system, his first season in any system other than the Orioles, the team that drafted him out of the University of Iowa. They traded him to the Mariners for cash considerations right around opening day this year. And McCoy's been a nice fit for the Rainiers. Jelly with his 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, 0-2. His name is Sean Jelly, spelled H-J-E-L-L-E. 0-2 pitch to McCoy is hit on the ground to the right side and through into right field, a base hit. There goes Wall around second on his way to third, and the throw there is offline. McCoy overran first. Now he scrambles to get back, and he does beat the relay throw from the third baseman. And Tacoma has runners at the corners with nobody out. McCoy saw Elliot Ramos, the right fielder, come up firing to third base, and he thought he might be able to take second. So he rounded the first base bag, but third baseman Isan Diaz received the throw. It was way too late to try to get Wall out, but Diaz almost got McCoy out at first base. McCoy barely got back in. Runners at first and third, no one out for Justin Upton, who had an RBI double yesterday, and he chops one foul past right here's third base coach Zach Vinci. Strike one to Upton. Upton is 7 for 40 in his first 10 games for the Red Ears, although he's been getting hits more frequently the last few games. And he's hit two homers. 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Upton, who's got a real RBI opportunity here with Wall at third and McCoy at first, a throw to first, and McCoy is back in. We are just underway here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, bottom of the first inning, no score. Another throw to first, McCoy is back in. So that's it. Those are the pickoff tosses. There is now a limit of two per at-bat, so McCoy knows that Jelly can't throw over there anymore. Although there is a technicality, he can throw over there again, but he has to get him out. Otherwise, here's one low and away to Upton. Count goes to 1-2. So 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Nice breaking ball from Jelly. And he strikes out Upton for the first out at the bottom of the first inning. So one down. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia had an RBI single yesterday. He's hitting 250 with seven homers, 29 runs batted in. Switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed. And Jelly now with the pitch. And it is swung on and lined to third and caught at third by Diaz. Throws to first and back in safely is McCoy. But Mejia has lined out to third for the second out of the inning. Well, now Kevin Padlo will bat for the Red Ears for his first time since rejoining the club. This gets kind of confusing here. Stay with me, but Padlo began the year with the Red Ears, got traded to the Giants, played for Sacramento and San Francisco, and has since been sent back to the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. So Padlo knows basically everybody on the field for both teams in tonight's game. He's been with both clubs substantially this year. And this is his first game returning to the Red Ears, and he takes one outside for a ball, 2-0. Combined between the two teams in 37 games in the league this year, Padlo has hit .235 with 9 homers. Dan, and the Rainiers are hoping he gets a clutch hit against his former team right here. 2-0 pitch on its way, and it is low and outside, ball 3. Well, there is a base open. Yeah. 3-0 the count. Padlo will be looking for something to drive here. The pitch is outside and low, ball 4, a 4-pitch walk. So Padlo heads down to first base. McCoy will take second. Wall holds at third. The bases are loaded with 2 outs for Joe Odom. So Odom bats with the bases loaded and 2 down. He's hitting .238 with 8 home runs this year. And the pitch from Jelly is low, ball 1. Jelly has missed the zone with his last 5 pitches, and the catcher, Michael Papirski, calls timeout and goes to the mound to talk to Jelly about this situation. Want to know the count to Odom. Ball down the line from third. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and bounced on a high hop to short, fielded by Will Wilson, and he throws out Odom at first base. And the Red Ears miss a scoring opportunity at the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit and 3 runners left. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit Commencee Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, the Red Ears and Sacramento Rivercats are scoreless after one inning of play. Real missed opportunity there for the Red Ears at the bottom of the first. They had runners at first and third with nobody out and did not score. Well, Darren McCacken on the mound. He retired the side in order in the top of the first. He'll face Jason Vossler, Austin Dean, and Michael Papirski here in the top of the second. Vossler settles into the plate now. A left-hand hitter who has split his time this year between AAA and the big leagues, and oddly, his hitting statistics are far better in the major leagues than they have been in the Pacific Coast League this year. Here's McCacken with a pitch to Vossler, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. In the PCL, he's hitting 202. In the National League, he's hitting 294 with four homers. Here's one outside now to Vossler. 1-1 the count. And the pitch from McCacken is a breaking ball lined to first and caught by Joe Odom, the first baseman. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Vossler pulls a liner right to Joe Odom. Breaking ball that was up, and Vossler jumped at it and yanked it to the first base side, and Odom was able to catch it with relative ease. So here's Austin Dean, designated hitter today, veteran, longtime member of the Marlins organization. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a called strike. Dean hitting 272 with 11 homers and 26 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch is called a strike. 0-2. So McCacken's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is waved at and missed. Strike three. Got him with a change. Down goes Dean. And McCacken has his second strikeout of the night. Two down. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. Switch hitter, Papirski hitting 211 between two teams in the PCL this year. He's been with Sugar Land and he's been with Sacramento. And the pitch to Papirski, who's known for his patience, is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Got a thin cloud cover here in Tacoma tonight. The lights are on at the ballpark. No wind blowing at the moment. 1-0 pitch in for a strike. Still plenty of daylight at this time. Sun never really came out today, though. 1-1 pitch from McCacken. Over for a strike. 1-2 to Papirski. McCacken shakes off his catcher twice, gets the sign he wants, and there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Phantom with a changeup, back-to-back strikeouts for McCacken to close out the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We're getting Andrew Knapp, Alex Blandino, and Cesar Izturis Jr. to hit this inning. The bottom third of the Raiders lineup. Sean Jelly on the mound. The righty's pitch is swung out and fouled back by Knapp. That is strike one. Knapp 8 for 51 since joining the Raiders, although 6 of his 8 hits have gone for extra bases, including 3 home runs. Now the 0-1 from Jelly is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. And the count goes to 0-2. Sean Jelly, a second-round draft pick of the Giants in 2018. He's out of the University of Kentucky. O-2 pitch, and it is hit in the air to center, and it's right at the center fielder, Duggar, who has to extend, reaching up to reel it in, but he does. He makes the catch. One out in the bottom of the second, and now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino DHing today. Right here, so they're suddenly a little light on position players because of a number of injuries. Jared Kelnick still out with a hamstring issue. He's supposed to be back any day now. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Blandino. Brian O'Keefe day-to-day right now. Scott Heineman out with he's sick. Marcus Wilson hit by a pitch yesterday. So here's a strike to Blandino. Wilson was hit on the hand by a pitch. Haven't heard an update on him yet, but trying to get that information soon. So now the pitch to Blandino is down low for a ball. One and two, the count. And the pitch from Jelly is up and in for a ball. Two and two. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards left center field and deep. Duggar on the run, deep part of the park, and he gets there and makes a running catch in left center under the video board for the second out of the inning. Blandino made a solid contact, but Steven Duggar ran it down. Two away for Cesar Izturis Jr. Is Turris hitting .229 in 35 at-bats at the AAA level this year. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There is strike one. Right here's wearing the home whites today, white jerseys, white pants, and the Rivercats in their black jerseys and gray pants, as there's a strike to Turris, and the count goes to 0-2. Jelly into his motion, and the pitch is bounced foul first base side, and it is still no balls, two strikes. Seth Mejia Spreen, the Rainiers first base coach, retrieving the foul ball. So 0-2 the count to Izturis. Jelly's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that does it for Izturis and the Rainiers in the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When people come before profit,
Convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento as we go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. McCacken here on the hill, and his first pitch to Isan Diaz is a swing and a miss, strike one. McCacken cruising through the first two innings, throwing just 23 pitches and recording three strikeouts while he was at it. Here's his 0-1 pitch on its way to Diaz, left-hand hitter with some pop, and it is taken inside for a ball. Diaz hitting .216 with 11 homers, and he has not yet reached 100 at-bats. Yeah, the 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Isan Diaz. A swing and a foul hit sharply down the first baseline. Counts even, 2-2. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Full count. McCacken went to a full count on the first batter of the game. Duggar struck him out. This time he gets another strikeout. Fanning Diaz with a pitch up in the zone, and that is strikeout number four for McCacken. One out in the top of the third inning. And now Will Wilson will be the batter. Wilson made his AAA debut yesterday for Sacramento and ended up going 1-for-4 with a single. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, swung on, foul back to the screen. 0-2 the count. Wilson, the Angels' first-round draft pick in 2019. Fouls one back, still 0-2. And he got traded to San Francisco with Zach Cozart, the Major League infielder, prior to the 2020 season that never happened in the minor leagues. Here's one outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. 23 years old out of North Carolina State. McCacken trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. Multiple hops, and his Turris fields it, and he throws out Wilson, and two men are gone at the top of the third inning. So Will Wilson bounces out to Cesar Izturis Jr. And now Ka'ai Tom is the batter. Tom, left-handed batter, hitting .277 with five homers, .365 on base percentage. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. One pitch from McCacken, swing and a miss, strike two. And McCacken getting ahead of the hitters here tonight, this first trip through the lineup. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tom, and that is strikeout number five for Darren McCacken, who is rolling here early in this contest. Nine up, nine down. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Forrest Wall leading things off, and the pitch from Sean Jelly is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wall walked in the first inning, and he was at third base with no one out and ended up getting stranded there. Now the 0-1 is swung on and fouled back towards the screen. That is strike two. Sacramento shifts Forrest Wall with three infielders on the right side. Now the 0-2 is bounced up the middle right to the shifted shortstop, Will Wilson, who throws out Wall, and one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. Wall bounces out to the shortstop. Here's the man with the only hit in this game between both teams, Mason McCoy, the Rainier shortstop. Singled to the opposite field in the first inning. 1-for-1. And he settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming from Jelly, and it is in there for a strike, 0-2. Rainiers have faced Jelly twice this year. The first time they faced him, they really enjoyed it, scoring six runs against him in 5 1/3 innings. But then they faced him again 5 days later in the same series in Sacramento, and Jelly pitched five scoreless innings of two-hit ball in that outing. 0-2 pitches. Bounced foul, still 0-2. And so far tonight, it looks more like Jelly's second outing against the Rainiers than the first one. O-2 pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and McCoy has struck out on the breaking ball. Two down in the third, and that was Jelly's third strikeout. Well, Justin Upton will bat. He went down swinging in the first inning. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Game three of the series is tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. As here's one outside for a ball to Upton. Tacoma starts Connor Wade tomorrow against the rehabbing major leaguer Anthony DeSclafani. The pitch to Upton is outside for a ball, 3-0. This is unexpected. There's action in the Sacramento bullpen. Well, Jelly's really throwing well. 3-0 to Upton is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. They've got Kervin Castro warming up in the pen. Jelly's 3-1 pitch is called a strike on the outside edge. Upton thought it was ball four. He's rather surprised that the computer umpire just called that a strike. Jelly went five innings and threw 85 pitches in his last start. 3-2 pitch is swung on and looped over first and into shallow right, and that's a base hit for Upton. And he's aboard with the right here second hit of the game. A little blooper to the right side that works out for Upton. And a man is on for Eric Mejia. Switch hitter, Mejia will bat left-handed. And the pitch from Jelly is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul back. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-2 to Mejia. Yeah, the 1-2 coming. And it is a swing and a pitch and an awkward-looking swing by Mejia. He was fooled there. And Jelly gets the strikeout, his fourth, to close out the bottom of the third inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. No score between Tacoma and Sacramento.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value. The moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. After three, we go to the fourth inning. Top of the order due up for the River Cats as Darren McCacken begins his second trip through the lineup. The Tacoma starter struck out five of the first nine to come to the plate. Steven Duggar, the batter, and the pitch from McCacken is swung on and fouled back to the screen. There's strike one. Seems like McCacken this first trip through the lineup, really came out heavily using his slider and changeup and kind of stayed away from the sinker. So now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled near the broadcast booth here at Cheney Stadium, but not into it, thankfully. Don't need any baseballs in here. Doing just fine without him, especially since the only foul balls that are able to come in at this angle are typically rockets. 0-2 pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-2. We do not get nice, soft, fluttery foul balls in this location. The 1-2 from McCacken. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. That is strikeout number 6 for McCacken. Has punched out Steven Duggar. And one out in the top of the fourth inning. And now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Walton lined out to right field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And McCacken with the pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. So now the 1-0 is swung out and fouled away. The best game, I guess, in terms of drama was played in El Paso last night. They were hosting Las Vegas. So now McCacken with a 1-1 pitch to Walton, and that's yanked foul. El Paso was really kind of cruising along. They had a 10-4 lead over Vegas going to the ninth inning. C.J. Abrams had had a big game with 3 hits and a homer, 2 stolen bases. Esteri Ruiz had 2 hits, scored 2 runs. Eggy Rosario hit his 7th homer for El Paso. They're just rolling, 10-4 going to the ninth. And then things got interesting. Here's McCacken with a 1-2 pitch to Walton. And it's hit well towards right center field. On the run, Forrest Wall. He reaches out and makes the catch on the move under the scoreboard in right center field for the second out of the inning. Donovan Walton, the former Rainier, has had the 2 hardest hit balls against McCacken so far. 2 down for Elliot Ramos. So Vegas was trailing 10-4 in the ninth, and they put together some kind of a rally. They scored 5 runs. They had the tying run in scoring position at second base as a grounder goes foul off the bat of Ramos. And Vegas got a hit, a single to right field that looked like it was going to tasso right fielder Brent Rooker. Threw out the tying run at the plate for the final out of the game to end it. They won 10-9. Threw out a runner at home trying to score from second on a base hit. And that ended the game. Oh, 1 pitch has popped up, a foul, first base side, and out of play. It landed on top of the first base dugout. No balls, 2 strikes to Ramos. In the that game in El Paso, Vimiel Machin for Las Vegas, good hitter, everyday player, he's been in this league for 2 years now, always in the Vegas lineup. He had not hit a triple all year, and then yesterday he hit 2 triples in the same game for Vegas. It's kind of odd. 0-2 pitches outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Fouled away. Also yesterday, Albuquerque beat Salt Lake 5-1 behind the pitching of right-hander Nate Gold, who allowed 1 run in 6 innings. And 2 of the Isotopes veterans went deep, Winton Bernard and Carlos Perez, each hitting their 10th home run of the year for Albuquerque. Next pitch is high and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Ramos. Reno knocked off Oklahoma City 9-3 behind left-hander Tyler Gilbert, who went 5 innings and allowed 2 runs to get the win. 2-2 pitch is popped up behind second base, and the Rainier second baseman is calling for it as Turris makes the catch. Ramos is out, and At 12 straight, set down by Darren McCacken to start this contest. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Do you are trustworthy and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rivercats with an early pitching change as apparently Sean Jelly was on some sort of limitation in terms of how much he could pitch today because he's done after three successful innings. New pitcher is Kervin Castro, and his first pitch to Kevin Padlo is a swing and a miss. There is strike one. Now, the next pitch to Padlo is outside. Jelly went three scoreless, allowed two hits, walked two, struck out four. Now Castro, the 1-1, and it is up high for a ball, 2-1. Castro, 0-2 with a 5.68 ERA in 16 games, 19 innings pitched this season. He's been wild. He's walked 18. 2-1 pitch, inside, ball three. Padlo well out ahead of the count. 3-1. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the right field line. Long run for Ramos into foul ground. He makes the catch and then bangs into the padded fence in foul territory in front of the Sacramento bullpen down the right field line. And Padlo is out, fouls out to Elliot Ramos. Made a nice play. And Joe Odom is now the batter. Odom grounded to shortstop earlier, and Castro's pitch dips down low for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Odom, former major leaguer with both the Mariners and the Tampa Bay Rays, takes one up high, ball three. Three-oh pitch is poured in there for a strike down the middle, and the count goes to 3-1. And the pitch is up and away, ball four, and there's a one-out walk. Odom will head down to first base. Rainiers get a man on, and now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. That was Joe Odom's 20th walk of the season right there. Here's Andrew Knapp. Switch hitter, he bats left. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike one. Knapp flied out to center field in the second inning when he was facing Sean Jelly. Now, breaking ball is in there for a strike. He's talking to the top of the inning about what happened around the league last night. Didn't want to squeeze it in there because they are the Rainiers' next opponent. And they're actually playing well right now, which has not been true all season long for Sugar Land. They have, well, they're in last place in the East. Here's a grounder the other way, and it squeezes into left field off the glove of the lunging shortstop, Will Wilson. A base hit the other way for Andrew Knapp. Odom takes second, and Tacoma's got something developing here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Two on, one out for Alex Blandino. Sugar Land beat Round Rock at Round Rock, Texas yesterday, 6-3. As J.J. Matijevic hit his 12th homer for Sugar Land. They've won four in a row. And the Rainiers face them next. Not here, that's on the road next week. Rainiers go down there and start a series, a six-gamer on Tuesday. Here's a swing and a miss by Blandino. Sugar Land is a suburb of Houston, and they're the Houston Astros AAA club. One pitch up high and off the mitt of Papirski into the backstop, and the runners are going to move up. Odom takes third and Knapp takes second. Passed ball is charged to the catcher, Papirski. So the runners are in scoring position, and now with one out, Sacramento has to bring the infield in. And it's a one ball, one strike count on Blandino. Let's see if he can pick up Odom from third and snap the scoreless tie here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blandino flied to deep center his first time up. He'll take that result again. Down low. 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a foul back. 2-2 now. Castro throwing the breaking ball. Here comes the 2-2 with the infield in, and it is up and away, ball three. Full count to Blandino. First base is open. On deck is Turris. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. So still three balls, two strikes. Down the line from third is Odom. Leading from second is Knapp. The 3-2 pitch is down and in, ball four. And Blandino draws the walk and the bases are loaded. So Tacoma has loaded up the bases with one out for Cesar Isturiz Jr. He struck out swinging his first time up today. Now putting the ball in play is of paramount importance. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Castro. And the pitch. A balk has... No, not a balk. Time was called. No, time was called by the umpire. They called a pitch clock violation. Okay. Castro started his motion and stopped, but he stopped because the umpire made the pitch clock violation call. Looked like a balk, but it was not. 1-0 pitch is grounded to second, might be two. Walton to Wilson, there's one. Relay to first, not in time as Turris legs it out. Scoring from third is Odom, and the Rainiers break through with the first run of the game. A sharp grounder at the second baseman, Donovan Walton. And for a moment, it looked like Sacramento was going to get out of it with a double play, but as Turris motoring down the line was able to avoid being doubled up, beating the relay throw from the shortstop, Will Wilson. He gets credited with a run batted in as Odom scores. Knapp is now at third, as Turris at first, two outs. And here's Forrest Wall. 1-0 right here is in the fourth inning. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1. So an even count, a ball and a strike. A move to first and back in safely is his Turris. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike two. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit to add to this lead. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Castro, and it is a swing and a grounder just foul down the third baseline. Still 1-2. Wall standing at the back of the batter's box, staring out towards Castro. Knapp at third is Turris at first. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul. First base set. Still 1-2. Castro again getting the signals. Now a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is his Turris. Knapp at third took a step or two towards home. He was ready to go if anything went awry over there at first base on the pickoff, but nothing developed. Now the 1-2 to Wall is a swing and a foul hit out of play on the third base side in the air towards the R-bar atop the party decks on the third base side. It'll be hopping there tomorrow night when it's Thirsty Thursday and they've got the $3 beers out there. One ball, two strikes to Wall still. And again, Castro's pitch runner from first takes off, and it's another foul ball hit on the ground on the first base side. River Cats already. Carvin Castro's successor in the bullpen. And right now it is Patrick Ruotolo. Who is warming up. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way again. It is inside. Took a long time, but we finally got ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Wall, who has now seen eight pitches in this plate appearance. Now the 2-2, runner goes. It's in the dirt, ball three, blocked by Papirski, but no throw as Turris steals second base, uncontested. And runners are at second and third. Is Turris with his third steal. Now it's a full count to Wall. First base open. And Castro's 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled into the dirt. That was the 10th pitch of the at-bat right there. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit on a couple of high bounces to the shortstop, Wilson, who throws to first in time to get Forrest Wall, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here, score one run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
If your home is your number one investment, you want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing. Darren McCacken now with a lead for the first time today as Tacoma just scored the first run of the night in the bottom of the fourth. Jason Vossler leads off the fifth for Sacramento, and McCacken's pitch is in there for a called strike. First pitch changeup. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from McCacken is swung on and bounced foul. Strike two. McCacken has just been doing a turn tonight. He's had a lot of strikeouts. He has struck out 6 of the 12 he has faced. He's gotten a little soft contact, and the few hard hit balls have been caught. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Vossler getting a rare fastball from McCacken today, and he fouled it away. Here's the 0-2 from McCacken. Swung on it, fouled off again. First base set. McCacken, Mariners draft pick at a Long Beach State University. It's ready with his 0-2 pitch on its way to Vossler and called strike three. Vossler rung up by the plate umpire or the automated ball strike system, whichever you prefer. But he's rung up nonetheless on a nice sinking fastball up in the zone. Caught the top. And that is strikeout number 7 for McCacken. Austin Dean now the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And a slider. There's strike one. Dean struck out back in the second inning. Oh, one pitch. Inside, that one ran in. 1-1. McCacken is one strikeout away from his, which was set on April 16th in Albuquerque. Sears one up and in for a ball. At 8 strikeouts in that game, which also was probably his least effective outing of the year. Other than the strikeouts, he didn't have a very good day that day. Here's one that catches the inside corner for a strike. And the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There's number 8. And McCacken has tied his season high for strikeouts. Two gone in the fifth. And now Papirski will be the batter. And now we turn and look to see what McCacken's career high for strikeouts is, and it is 9, and he has done it 3 times in his professional career. And he's got 8 already today. Pitch to Papirski is on the inside edge with a fastball, called strike one. He's throwing more fastballs this inning, McCacken. 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up in the home plate region. And Knapp is there, and he makes the catch in foul territory, and it's another 3-up, 3-down inning for Darren McCacken. That is 5 of them in a row to start this game. 15 straight. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
You want 8 of the flutes
or shelves?
Kick the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous. Look at those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Tacoma. Rainiers lead Sacramento 1-0. New pitcher for the Rivercats, Patrick Rutolo, in from the pen. He replaces Kervin Castro, who went one inning, allowed one hit and one run, which was earned. Walk two, no strikeouts. So Rutolo in from the pen, where he's 1-3 with a 7.32 ERA and a couple of saves this year for the River Cats. Has a lot of strikeouts. Mason McCoy stands in, and the pitch is up and in for a ball. Rutolo has pitched 19 and two-thirds innings this year, allowed 22 hits and 11 walks, but has 27 strikeouts. Here's his 1-0 to McCoy. And there's a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. Rainiers scored the first run of the game last inning. Loaded up the bases with one out on two walks and a single. Scored a run on Cesar Esturiz's infield grounder as McCoy fouls one away, 1-2 now. We'll take a look now at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. AA Arkansas has the best record in the system, although they did lose yesterday to the Kansas City Royals affiliate in the Texas League 7-5. Two home runs by third baseman Joe Rizzo. Here's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and McCoy has struck out. One away in the fifth, and now Upton is the batter. Yeah, Rizzo hit two homers, and outfield prospect Zach Deloach had two hits with a homer. Deloach hitting .264 with four homers. Rizzo, who's been in AA for, I think, 3 years now, hitting .250 with 11 homers. And they lost yesterday, but they have the best record in the farm system at 31-27. Pitch to Upton is yanked into left field on a rope, and it gets past the left fielder, Tom. Upton's around first. Tom plays it off the fence perfectly and fires it in, and Upton has to stop at first base. Justin Upton with his second hit of the game. First real rocket, though. He smoked this pitch. A liner to left field. So Upton is on with one out. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia's 0-2 with a line out and a strikeout. And the pitch from Rutolo is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. The hottest team in the Mariners farm system is Advanced Class A Everett. They are rolling. They beat Tri-City last night in the Northwest League 5-4. They've won 8 games in a row. As now a swing and a fly into right off the bat of Mahetch, and that is out number 2. Mejia flies out, and Kevin Padlo will now bat. Everett had a big game last night from first baseman Dariel Gomez, who had 3 hits and 2 runs batted in. Blake Townsend, who spent some time with the Red Ears earlier this year, tossed 2 scoreless innings for Everett. And the save was nailed down by Isaiah Campbell, who has been moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen at Class A Everett and is pitching at the end of games now. Here's one low and away to Padlo. Campbell was a high draft pick in 2019. I think he was the third rounder, and he's had some injury issues, and apparently they have moved him to the pen. He's got 2 saves now for Everett. 1-0 pitch to Padlo is swung on and drilled to left. Deep and back, and it is gone. Welcome back to the Raiders. Kevin Padlo lines one onto the deck in left field. It is his 10th home run of the season in this league. His 3rd in a Rainiers uniform. His 1st since rejoining the squad last night. Kevin Padlo with a 2-run homer to left against his former team. And the Rainiers now lead it 3-0. He yanked that pitch on a line to left field. And now Joe Odom is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. So the Rainiers open up a little space. Now leading by 3. The 0-1 to Odom is a swing and a miss, strike 2. Tacoma is second in the league in home run hitting. That was the Rainiers' 89th of the year right there. Entered play Hasso, who had 92 coming into today to lead the league. 0-2 pitches outside for a ball to Odom, 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Odom, and the inning is over. But the Rainiers add two runs in the fifth on two hits, including the Padlo homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The sixth inning of play here in Tacoma. It is 3-0. The Rainiers with the lead over the Sacramento Rivercats. Darren McCacken has just been absolutely outstanding through five innings. It's actually impossible to be any better in terms of results. Unless I guess he had struck out everybody. Instead, he has struck out just eight of the 15 batters he has faced, all of which have made outs. Isan Diaz leads off the sixth. McCacken at 64 pitches to begin the inning, and the pitch to Diaz is low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Diaz struck out in the third, went down swinging, as now the 1-0 is over for a called strike with a fastball, 1-1. McCacken with the eight strikeouts, and seven of them have been swinging strike threes. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. McCacken in each of his last three starts prior to this one. Now the 2-1 is low, ball three. In each of those starts, he went exactly five innings and it allowed exactly two runs, and he ended up getting the win in each of them. Well, he's behind in the count here, 3-1, and the pitch is swung on and wrapped down the ground to his Turris, the second baseman, who fields it and throws out Diaz at first, one away in the sixth. So McCacken's pitched deeper into the game than he has in any outing since May 10th when he went six against Reno. They'll work on Will Wilson now. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Now McCacken with a 1-0 on its way. Up and in with a breaking ball. And he's behind Wilson 2-0. This is unusual. He just fell behind Isan Diaz in the count. 3-1. Got the ground ball, though, and then now he's behind Wilson 2-0. This is the first time he's really fallen behind consecutive hitters at all tonight. 2-0 pitch to Wilson. Low ball three. So 3-0 the count. And the pitch is swung on it. Bounced slowly to short. Charged and fielded by McCoy. Slings it to first in time for the out. And two men are gone. Nicely done by Mason McCoy on a slow bouncing ball. He had to really charge it to make the play. And he did, come racing in and handling it with aplomb. Two down for Ka'ai Tom, left-hand hitter. And McCacken with the pitch, and it is high for a ball, 1-0 the count. First pitch sinker there. Now the 1-0 is over for a strike with another sinker, and the count's even, 1-1. And the pitch is swung on and yanked foul, first base side. Count goes to 1-2. So McCacken ahead now. One ball, two strikes to Tom. It is up high, 2-2. And the 2-2. Outside ball three. Full count 3-2. And the payoff pitch is fouled into the seats. Out of play. And it is still 3-2. And here comes the payoff again from McCacken, and it is swung on and fouled away again. Still a full count, 3-2. McCacken about to throw his 80th pitch here. The payoff is up high, ball four. And there's the first base runner of the game for Sacramento. It comes with two outs in the sixth inning, a walk on a full count pitch to Ka'ai Tom. Wow. McCacken retired the first 17 batters he faced tonight. So Tom is on with two outs, and now Steven Duggar is the batter. And the pitch from McCacken is a swing and a foul tip there, strike one. Was doing the Mariner Farm Report earlier. I neglected to get to the most fun game on the farm last night. An absolute paste job by Modesto, who is the Mariners' low A team. They just hammered Lake Elsinore, the Padres' affiliate, 17-3 yesterday. They had 18 hits without a homer and put 17 on the board. Robert Perez Jr. had 3 hits, 4 runs scored, 5 runs batted in. He leads the organization with 57 runs batted in. 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo had 3 hits and scored 4 runs. He's batting .323. He even stole 2 bases. So here's one down and in to Duggar. Jonathan Classe had 2 hits and 2 steals. He has 23 steals, leads the org. Modesto, in their last 3 games, they've scored 48 runs in their last 3 games. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball to Duggar. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball called a strike. Counts even 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, two outs in the top of the sixth inning. And McCacken's ready. Here's his pitch, and it is inside, ball three. Knapp framed that pitch, but that doesn't work on the computer ump. Well, the runner will be off with the pitch. Tom from first base will be on the move. His 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Steven Duggar. McCacken has tied his career high with 9 strikeouts. Only one base runner on a walk. One man left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. That is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing. And leading things off here at the bottom of the sixth for Tacoma is Andrew Knapp. Rutolo up high for a ball, 1-0. Patrick Rutolo beginning his second inning of relief work. Rainiers got him for the 2-run homer by Kevin Padlow last inning. Here's a swing and a little roller foul on the third base side. 1-1 the count to Andrew Knapp. Knapp's 1-for-2. He had a base hit his last time up. Part of the rally that resulted in the first run of the game in the fourth inning. Rotolo with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss at a fastball. 92 on the gun. One ball, two strikes to Andrew Knapp. Now the 1-2 from Rutolo. And it is a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. A couple of members of last year's Tacoma Rainiers championship team were in the news today. First, the 1-2 pitch to Knapp from Rutolo. And it is swung on and fouled off. Reliever Jimmy Yakabonis, a regular member of the Rainiers pen last year, who this year had been playing in the Marlins system for AAA Jacksonville, as managed by former Rainiers manager Darren Brown. Yakubonis got called up today by the Marlins, so congrats to him. As Knapp pops one up on the left side, and Will Wilson, the shortstop, catches it on the outfield grass, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Knapp retired, and now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Also on the transaction wire, outfielder Dylan Thomas, a key member of the Red Ears, changed teams today. He had been with the Angels all year, mostly with AAA Salt Lake, but had spent a little bit of time in the big leagues with the major league squad. So now the pitch to Blandino is fouled away. But today he got claimed off waivers by the Houston Astros. And I don't know if Thomas is going to the big leagues with Houston or to AAA Sugarland, but either way, that's where he's from, the Houston area. So I'm sure that Dylan is pleased with that result. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul by Blandino, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Blandino. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Rainiers lead 3-0. We are in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch is inside, and it just missed hitting Blandino on the hands. Instead, it's simply a ball. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is his Turris. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Outside, ball four. Blandino draws his second walk of the game. And he is aboard with one out, and now Cesar Esturiz Jr. will be the batter. And there goes Blandino. The pitch to Esturiz is low. Throw to second is not in time. Alex Blandino steals second base, his fourth steal of the year. Second in a Rainiers uniform. And he's in scoring position now. 1-0 the count to his Turris. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Count goes even 1-1. And this one is swung on and bounced to second base. Donovan Walton fields it, and he throws out his Turris at first. Blandino moves up. He's at third now with two away for Forrest Wall. Wall's 0-2 with a walk. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming. And it's a breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch is called a strike. One and two, the count. Now the pitch inside, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball, wall started after it stopped his swing in time, according to third base umpire Matthew Bates on the appeal. Full count, 3-2. Runner at third, two outs. Mason McCoy is on deck for the Rainiers. River Cats are warming up a lefty in the pen. All quiet in the Tacoma pen. 3-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Still 3-2. Now the payoff, up and in, ball four, and Wall ends up drawing his second walk of the night. He heads down to first base, his 25th walk of the season. Tacoma has runners at the quarters with two outs. Mason McCoy coming to the plate. Wall is a likely candidate to try to steal second base here, even with two outs. McCoy taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards the mound. All the pitch misses for a ball and no throw down to second base. Forrest Wall steals it, his 21st steal of the year. Second in the league in that category. Everybody knew he was going and nobody could stop him. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. Here's the 1-1. And it's a breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1. Outside, ball three. So 3-1 to McCoy. A walk would load them up. The Red Ears have Justin Upton on deck. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. And the count goes full 3-2. Now the payoff. Outside of the dirt, ball four. McCoy walks, and they're loaded up with two outs. Justin Upton has a chance to really open this game up for the Rainiers. The pitching coach for Sacramento, Garvin Alston, is going to go to the mound and talk some things over. Oh, the reliever they've got ready in the bullpen is a lefty. They don't want to bring in a lefty to face Upton. That seems like a bad idea. So they're going to leave Rutolo in there to face him. But Alston's talking the situation over with Rutolo and the catcher, Michael Papirski. Plate umpire breaks up the meeting. And Upton is preparing to hit. He has two hits today, two for three, couple of singles. One of them a real rocket his last time up, which came against this pitcher, Rutolo. Blandino, the runner at third, Wall at second, and McCoy at first. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers lead 3-0. The pitch to Upton is low and away, ball one. Keep in mind, Rutolo is in this situation because he's walked three batters this inning. And Upton knows that. He's been watching. 1-0 the count to the veteran. And the pitch is a fastball at the knees for a strike. 1-1 now. Bases loaded, two outs. The 1-1 pitch is on its way, and it's a breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Upton looking for something he can drive. Rutolo's 2-1 pitch is on the inside edge. An off-speed pitch that caught the inside corner for a called strike, and the count's even now, 2-2. So here we go. Well, time called. Upton uses his timeout. Batters get one timeout to stop the pitch clock. Now Upton's ready to hit. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Upton, and it is swung on and yanked to third, speared by Diaz, and he fires to first for the out. Nice play on a hot shot to third. Isan Diaz flags it down for Sacramento and turns it into the final out of the inning. No runs for the Red Ears, no hits, no errors. Three runners left on base. The Red Ears have stranded nine through the first six innings tonight. We go to the seventh. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. Rainiers lead 3-0. And Darren McCacken having a special first six innings today. He's allowed only one base runner. That was the walk last inning with two outs to Ka'ai Tom. Donovan Walton leads things off and takes a strike from McCacken. The former Rainier has had the two hardest hit balls of this game for Sacramento, a liner to right and a deep fly to right center, both of which were caught. He swings and misses at a changeup, and the count goes to 0-2. McCacken has tied his career high with 9 strikeouts. He's never had 10 before. He's got a chance right here ahead of the count. No balls, 2 strikes. And McCacken's into his motion. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and bounced to the second baseman, is Turris, who fields it and throws out Walton at first. And one man is gone at the top of the seventh inning. And now Elliot Ramos is the batter. That was McCacken's 90th pitch of the night right there. His season high is 96. I might be able to extend him a bit beyond that as he's into his motion now. The pitch to Elliot Ramos is in for a strike. He's pitching on 5 days rest today, and there is an off day in the schedule coming up on Monday, so he'll get an extra day's rest, or they can easily give him an extra day's rest. So here's a bouncer up the third baseline, foul. 0-2 the count to Ramos. Once again, McCacken has a chance to get that 10th strikeout that has eluded him in his professional career thus far. McCacken is swung on and fouled away. Ramos getting a piece of that foul ball and fouling it off. Now the 0-2 up and in with an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. There it is, his 10th strikeout, a career high for Darren McCacken. And two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning. First time he's done that as a pro. 10 strikeouts today. And now Jason Vossler is the batter. Vossler is 0-2 with a line out and a strikeout. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Rainier Shifton with three infielders on the right side. His Turris, the second baseman, well out onto the outfield grass. And the pitch is a swing and a miss out in front of an off-speed pitch. Counts even, 1-1. Just one base runner, that walk that Kai Tom drew on a full count with two outs in the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is a called strike at the bottom of the zone, and the count is even now, 2-2 to Vossler. Here comes the next pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count. Now for McCacken, season high. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back again, still 3-2. Now McCacken again with the payoff, and it is low, ball four, and Vossler heads down to first base. Second walk issued by McCacken today. Those are the only two base runners. And now Austin Dean is the batter. Dean has struck out twice, both times swinging. Right-handed batter. All quiet in the Rainier's pen despite the season-high pitch count for McCacken, but they want to get him through seven. As the pitch is on the outside edge for a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh-1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. If you're thinking about him possibly going all nine innings, he would have to get some really quick outs for that to happen early in the count outs. Now the 0-2 to Dean is a called strike three, and there is strikeout number 11 for McCacken. And that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. There have still been only five hits in this game, all of them by the Rainiers. McCacken has made it through seven. No runs, hits, or errors, one left. We go to the stretch. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. Pinpoint inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing. The Rainiers with Eric Mejia, Kevin Padlow, and Joe Odom coming to the plate this inning. And they're facing a new Sacramento pitcher. It is left-hander Joe Palumbo. And Palumbo in from the pen. And the lefty will face Mejia. Palumbo is in relief of Patrick Rutolo. And his first pitch to Mejia is in there for a strike. Rutolo went two innings, allowed two hits and two runs, both earned, walked three, struck out two. Palumbo's next pitch is hit in the air to left. It's deep. It is back and at the fence, and making the catch is the left fielder Kai Tom. And Mejia is retired. He gave that one a ride to left field, but it lands in the glove of Tom. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. This is Palumbo's first appearance of 2022. He's got a little bit of big league time with the Texas Rangers in 2019 and 2020. Here's his pitch to Padlow, and it is bounced to the right side and into right field. A base hit for Padlow, and he has his second hit of the night, a single to right. And now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Palumbo looks at the runner at first base, and now the lefty's pitch is a fastball that is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Palumbo, 27-year-old New Yorker, went to high school in West Islip. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Odom, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and down goes Joe Odom, and two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh. And now Andrew Knapp is the batter. There is no action in the Rainiers bullpen despite the pitch count of Darren McCacken, but McCacken's got something special going on and they're going to let him go at least into the eighth. Andrew Knapp, right-hand hitter, well, switch hitter batting right against Palumbo, and he takes the pitch up high and away for a ball 1-0. Padlo being held on at first base by Vossler. And other than that, the whole right side of the infield is empty with the shift on for Knapp, who takes a strike now. And the count's even, 1-1. One pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Two and one to Knapp. Palumbo with a toss to first and back in easily is the runner. Two balls, one strike to Knapp. Padlo with a pretty small lead at first. Palumbo's pitch is swung on and fouled back. 2-2 now. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. And it rolls away from the catcher. And taking second base is Padlo. So he's in scoring position now. Man in scoring position. And a full count to Knapp. And the runner goes to third. The pitch is bounced to the right side. Ranging over to field it is Walton. His throw to first is too late. And Padlo is going to score all the way from second base because he was running on the pitch. And the Rainiers lead it 4-0. Kevin Padlo took second base on a wild pitch and then was running on this pitch. And Knapp went the other way against or in opposition to the shift. And Walton made every effort he could to throw out Knapp at first, and while that was going on, Padlo never stopped running, and he scores from second base. An infield single and an RBI for Knapp. It is 4-0 Tacoma. And now Blandino lines the first pitch to right, and that's over the head of Ramos, and it goes all the way to the fence. Knapp's being waved around third. He's headed home. The throw to the plate is in time, and they got him. Nice relay by the second baseman, Walton. And that's the final out of the inning. Blandino doubles, but Knapp is thrown out 9-4-2 at home plate to close out the bottom of the seventh. But the Rainiers had a run on three hits, and there were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Credit cards. Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing. Rainiers just added a run on an RBI single by Andrew Knapp, who then was thrown out at home plate trying to score on Alex Blandino's double over the head of Elliot Ramos. They gunned him down for the final out of the inning. Darren McCacken on the mound, and he has allowed only two base runners through seven shutout innings today, and the two men who reached both walked. He'll face Michael Papirski. Leading things off of the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There is strike one. 0-1. McCacken now at 106 pitches. Career high 11 strikeouts. As he throws a strike now to Papirski, 0-2 the count. The Rainiers are starting to loosen up someone in the bullpen. A lefty. Now the pitch is fouled into the seats right in front of the booth. And that's going to be a souvenir. It's Anthony Misevich who is warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. 0-2 pitch, check swing foul, and Papirski stays alive. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 again to Papirski is inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. McCacken's been around the plate all night. He kind of came out pitching backwards at the start of the game as he was throwing a lot more sliders and changeups than he was his sinking fastball that he frequently uses. Started to mix that more frequently into his repertoire as the game went on. Misses down low now. Two balls, two strikes. The attendance just announced tonight, 3,415. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field, and back is Upton. He's got it all lined up, but he makes the catch, and there is the first out in the eighth. And that's the first hit against McCacken since the fourth inning. One away. And now Isan Diaz is the batter, and it's just tough for the Tacoma coaching staff right now, as here's one inside for a ball. They got to, it's just so unlikely that McCacken's going to be able to go the distance with a reasonable pitch count. He's now at 113 as he misses inside to Diaz. Next pitch outside for a ball to Adele. They can't really run him up there much past 120, right? Even with this going on. 2-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Yeah, the 2-1 delivery And that's hit well towards right center field into the alleyway, and that is going to get down for extra bases. First hit of the game is a double for Isan Diaz. Darren McCacken went 7 1/3 no-hit innings. And now the first hit of the game on his 115th pitch of the night. A long double, no doubt about it, off the bat of Isan Diaz. And the fans recognize it. They give him a nice round of applause here. Will Wilson will be the next batter. And looks like Fedorovich is going to go get McCacken now, as he should, now that the no-hit bid is over. And the pitch count is a season high by a good margin for Darren McCacken. So Fedorovich begins a slow walk to the mound as he's going to take out Darren McCacken, who just had an absolutely unbelievable start tonight. 7 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball at the no-hit bid, just broken up here with one out in the top of the eighth inning for McCacken, who seems appreciative of getting a chance to go longer than normal with a no-hit bid on the line. And McCacken is going to leave to the cheers of the Rainiers faithful who are here on this Wednesday night. Tremendous outing. We'll take a break for the pitching change. We're in the top of the eighth inning with the score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Stadium. We are in the top of the eighth inning. Rainiers lead 4-0. Darren McCacken just unbelievable today. 7 1/3 inning, no hit bid, just broken up on the double by Isan Diaz. McCacken walked 2, struck out a career high 11. Turns the game over now to Anthony Misevich, who is in his first appearance for Tacoma in quite some time. We have not seen him in a Rainiers uniform since 2019. He's been in the big leagues ever since. And as a major leaguer would in his first game in the minors this year, he promptly picks up a pitch clock violation because they don't have that in the big leagues, and you got to get used to that when you get sent down. So 1-0, the count to Will Wilson, and the pitch is inside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes is the count. Misevich had been pitching out of the M's bullpen for the last 2.5 seasons, and this year 0-1 with a 4.61 ERA in 17 games. 2-0 pitch lined into right. That's going to get down into the corner. Extra bases. It'll bring in a run, and it bounces out of play, and that's a ground rule double into the right field corner. The ball just disappeared under the gate down there, way out at the base of the foul pole. So that's a ground rule double per the Cheney Stadium ground rules. as it left the field of play. So Wilson with a double. Diaz scores. That run gets charged to McCacken, the only run he will be charged with tonight. Kai Tom now the batter. 4-1 ball game. And Misevich with the pitch, and it is swung on and hit foul out of play. There's strike one. It's kind of a unique, as here's a strike now, 0-2. A unique coincidence that McCacken's no-hit bid ends, and the man to replace him is Anthony Misevich. Because Misevich is the last Tacoma pitcher to make a run at a no-hitter, like a real run. As the next pitch is a breaking ball called strike three, and down goes Tom. Before Misevich ever pitched to the big leagues, where he's been used strictly as a reliever, Misevich was a starter for the Rainiers in 2019. And on August 4th of 2019 against the Iowa Cubs, Misevich pitched 8 no-hit innings and was removed from the game because of his pitch count. Here's his pitch to Duggar, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Misevich had struck out 10 in that game and walked only one. He had 8 no-hit innings, and he had a high pitch count. I'm going to look it up because I can't remember how high it was. Here's one down and in for a ball to Duggar, and it's 1-1. But it was one of those situations where he just wasn't going to have enough in the tank to keep going. That's right. It was 116 pitches through 8 innings. So he wasn't going to be able to get through the ninth without running it up at best up to around 130. And he knew that at the time, and he came out after 8 no-hit innings. And Darren Brown was the Rainiers manager that year. And for the only time in his 9 years managing the Rainiers, Darren Brown got booed by the home fans for taking out Misevich, who was working on a no-hitter. But it was the right thing to do at the time, no doubt about it. Sears went outside. And Misevich was a hot pitcher at that time, too. He had strung together a bunch of good starts. There was a chance he might get called up down the stretch. Didn't happen. He ended up making the major league team. 2-1 pitch. Up high and away. Ball three. So Misevich left that game, and they brought in Taylor Gilbo from the bullpen, and he promptly served up a double to someone on the Iowa Cubs. And the Rainiers settled for a combined one hitter that day. Here's a ball hit up the middle, flag down by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out. Duggar is retired, and Misevich finishes off Sacramento at the top of the eighth. But the Rivercats are on the board. They get a run on 2 hits, no errors, 1 left. What a game for Darren McCacken. A no-hit bid broken up with 1 out in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus. Or visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento by a score of 4-1. New pitcher for the Rivercats, Junior Marte, comes in relief of Joe Palumbo. He faces Cesar Isturiz Jr. to lead things off, and Marte's pitch is a fastball inside for a ball. Palumbo went one inning, allowed three hits, one run, no walks, one strikeout in his first appearance of the season. Marte is cooking with heat. He'll bring it in the upper 90s on the radar gun. Here's his 1-0 to his Turris, and it is down and in for a ball, 2-0 at 97 on the gun. Well, always fun to have a no-hit bid. McCacken making it 7 1/3 innings. Finally broken up on an Isan Diaz double, clean double. No drama there as there's a foul out of play by his Turris. The Tacoma franchise has had 10 no-hitters pitched since the inception of the franchise in 1960. So now the 2-1 to his Turris is inside for a ball, 3-1. And they tend to come in bunches, I guess, if you will, little groupings. There were four of them in the 1960s, the first half of the 1960s during the Tacoma Giants era. The 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. As Turris draws a leadoff walk, he heads down to first base. And now Forrest Wall will bat. That's the eighth walk issued by Sacramento pitchers tonight. May pitched the first Tacoma Giants no-hitter in 1962. Jerry Thomas in 1963. Those were both seven-inning no-hitters in doubleheader games. The first nine-inning no-hitter pitched by a Tacoma pitcher was Dick Estell in 1964. Now the pitch to Forrest Wall misses for a ball. And Estell came back in 1965 and pitched another no-hitter. So he's the only Tacoma pitcher to ever throw two no-hitters in a Tacoma uniform. Those were both nine-inning games. So here's one inside to Forrest Wall. And then the Tacoma Twins got one in 1975 from Tom Norton. In 1980, Tacoma Tigers lefty Larry McCall pitched a seven-inning no-hitter against Spokane. That was when that was the second year of the Cleveland Indians affiliation here in Tacoma in 1980. 2-0 pitch is inside, ball three. And then the Tacoma Tigers in the Oakland incarnation had two no-hitters. Tim Conroy in 1985 in a doubleheader, and Pat Wernig in 1991. That was a nine-inning game. 3-0 pitch is in for a strike, 3-1. And then we went a long stretch, 10 years till 2001, which was the year of the no-hitter here in Tacoma. Not only did the Red Ears pitch two no-hitters in 2001, they also got no hit one time. It's now a swing and a drive to left. This is deep. Back is Tom, and he has room at the track and makes the catch. And hustling back to first, ball flies out to deep left field. One out of the eighth. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. In 2001, the Rainiers, who were really good that year, one of the best teams in Tacoma's baseball history, They got no hit early in the season in a doubleheader by a lefty for Sacramento named Micah Bowie. And that was here at Cheney. Seven-inning no-hitter in the second game of a doubleheader. So here's one down low to McCoy, Mason McCoy. And then the first week of July was just historic in 2001 as far as no-hitters go. Now the 1-0 is in for a strike to McCoy. First, it came on the road. The Rainiers, who, as Rainiers fans know, are traditionally at home on July 3rd. But for some reason in 2001, the schedule was flip-flopped, and the Rainiers were on the road on July 3rd and at home on the 4th. It's the only time that's been the case since I've been here. As there's a pop-up on the right side, and that's caught by Vossler for out number two. So the Rainiers were on the road on July 3rd of 2001 in Oklahoma City. And it was their big fireworks night because they were leaving town afterwards. And the place was completely sold out in Bricktown. This was before they had the upper deck tarp. That's a big stadium there. It was went full capacity. And Brett Tomko pitched a no-hitter against him in their ballpark on their big fireworks night. Unbelievable. Sears went outside to Upton for a ball. But even more unbelievable was 4 days later back here. Tacoma was playing Calgary. John Halama on July 7th drew the start. He started only three games for Tacoma that year because he spent most of the year in the big leagues with the Mariners, who were winning 116 games. Sears went down low to Upton. But for some reason he got and he made three starts for Tacoma and threw a perfect game here against Calgary on July 7th, 2001. It's now a swing and a miss by Upton, 2-1 the count. And that was the first nine-inning perfect game in the history of the Pacific Coast League, dating back 100 years. It had never happened for a nine-inning perfect game until John Halama did it here in 2001. Now Upton lines one to left, but this will be caught by Tom. And there's the final out of the inning. Upton's hit the ball hard tonight and has a 2-for-5 to show for it. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the ninth inning of play. The Red Ears try to lock this one up. Our score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting Tiktra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning of play. The Red Ears leading Sacramento by a score of 4-1. And Tacoma looking to lock up this ball game. They bring in a new pitcher, Nick Ramirez, in a save situation. Ramirez 1-2 with two saves and a 1.71 ERA on the year. Ramirez will face Donovan Walton, his former teammate, to start things off. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Anthony Misevich went two-thirds of an inning, allowed a hit, and recorded a strikeout. Next pitch is a fastball just outside. Actually, breaking ball there. 1-1. One pitch down and in for a ball to Walton. Two balls, one strike. Nick Ramirez appearing in his 21st game today. In 21 innings, he's allowed 17 hits, has struck out 16, and walked four. Now he throws a pitch a little bit high, 3-1. Three-one pitch is hit in the air towards left center, and that's going to drop in for a hit in front of Mejia. And Walton is on, and the Rivercats have their in the top of the ninth inning. Elliot Ramos will be next. 4-1, Rainiers with a little cushion here. But the leadoff hit gives Sacramento some hope. Here's Elliot Ramos, who's 0-3. And Ramirez's pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss and a change. And the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch in for a called strike. Ramirez with a look towards first base. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Ramirez, former big leaguer with both the San Diego Padres and the Detroit Tigers. Ready with his 1-2. No, move to first instead, and back in safely is Walton. Rainiers scored in the fourth on his tourist ground ball, brought in Joe Odom from third. They got two in the fifth when Kevin Padlo lined a two-run homer into the deck in left field. Now the 1-2 pitch is high. And the Rainiers went up 4-0 in the seventh inning on an RBI single by Andrew Knapp. Padlo scoring infield single because he was running on the pitch. Now Ramirez with his 2-2, and it is swung on and tapped foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Sacramento got no hit until there was one out in the eighth inning, but they did end up getting a run in the eighth inning. Will Wilson doubling in Isan Diaz. So it's 4-1 here in the ninth. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul again by Ramos, who is having another prolonged plate appearance, fouling off a lot of pitches. He did this last night late in the game when he was facing Fernando Abad. Two balls, two strikes, the count. And Ramirez's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a changeup, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. So Ramirez gets the strikeout. And now Jason Vossler will be the batter, and it's another left versus left situation for Ramirez. And his pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike one. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 7:05. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma against a rehabbing Anthony DeSclafani. It's now a bunt, big hop back to the mound. Ramirez looks to second, decides to just throw to first, and he gets the batter Vossler for the second out of the inning. And Walton advances to second on the play, but there are now two outs in the ninth inning. Austin Dean is the batter. What's his last name? Austin one. Dean has struck out all three times he has batted today, and that all happened against Darren McCacken. And the pitch swung on, grounded to short. This might do it to Mason McCoy with the gloves in and throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders get the victory 4-1 over the Sacramento Rivercats on just a truly terrific pitching performance from Darren McCacken, who had a no-hit bid for 7 1/3 innings today. And McCacken wins his fourth straight start, and he did so in memorable fashion, striking out a career-high 11 batters in this one. Just a great day of pitching, and the Raiders win again against Sacramento. They have won 3 in a row overall, and they have won 6 of their last 7 games as Tacoma continues their winning ways here in the month of June. This team has turned a corner and is playing much better baseball recently, starting pitching being a huge reason why. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and risks it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Raiders win. They beat Sacramento 4-1, the final score tonight. And Tacoma has won 3 in a row and 6 of the last 7. And all this includes wins in the first 2 games of this 6-game series against Sacramento, a team the Raiders have played very well against. The Raiders have now won 6 of their 8 games against the San Francisco Giants AAA club this season. This was Darren McCacken's night, no doubt about it. The right-hander had his best start as a Raider, and maybe the best start of his career. We'll ask him about that at some point, but this was just brilliant today. The right-hander had a no-hitter going Well, first off, he had a perfect game going for quite some time today as he rolled through the lineup the first time around through three innings, nine up, nine down, and he had through the lineup. So he was really on a roll. And then the second trip through the lineup was more of the same, three up, three down with a strikeout in the fourth, three up, three down with two strikeouts in the fifth. He had eight strikeouts through five perfect innings. In the sixth inning, he got the first two batters to ground out, so it was 17 up, 17 down, perfect through five and two-thirds when he walked Ka'ai Tom on a full-count pitch, and Tom was aboard with two outs. But Mikakis just shook that off and struck out the next guy, Steven Duggar, for his ninth strikeout, which tied his career high. He had six no-hit innings going. He'd also had a lead at that point. The Red Ears had put one on the board in the fourth. Sean Gelly started for Sacramento. He came out after three scoreless innings. Must have had a limited pitch count today. They went to the bullpen in the fourth, and with one out, Joe Odom walked, and Andrew Knapp singled to left, and then a passed ball moved the runners up to second and third. Alex Blandino walked to load the bases with one out. Cesar Izturis hit a grounder to second base. Sacramento got the force out at second, but they could not get the inning-ending double play. Just one out recorded, and Odom scored from third, and the Rainiers were up 1-0 in the fourth. Then in the fifth inning, with reliever Patrick Rutolo on the hill, with one out, Justin Upton singled sharply to left field, and with two outs, Kevin Padlo, in his first game since returning to the Rainiers, lined a two-run homer into the deck in left field against his former team, Sacramento, and the Red Ears were ahead 3-0 in the fifth. Mikakin had the no-hit bid going through the seventh. He had walked the one-hitter with two outs in the sixth. With two outs in the seventh, he walked another guy, Jason Vossler, but bounced back with a strikeout of Austin Dean, his 11th strikeout of the night, a career high for Mikakin. He was at 105 pitches through seven no-hit innings. So at that point, you could kind of tell that he was really unlikely to himself at 105 on the pitch count, which was already a season high with two innings to go. He was going to have to get some real quick outs, first and second pitch ground outs or pop-ups or whatever, if he was going to get a chance to do the no-hitter himself. And he did get the first hitter out in the eighth inning. He got Papirski to fly out to right field, but that was on the fourth or fifth pitch of the at-bat. He was around 110 pitches when he started working on Isan Diaz, and Diaz saw some pitches and ended up lining a double to the gap in right center field, a well-struck ball that split the outfielders. No one could catch it. It went for a double, and that was the first hit of the game for Sacramento. 7 1/3 no-hit innings for Darren Mikakin tonight, broken up by Isan Diaz in the eighth. And that was it for Mikakin. He came out. He seemed to be very pleased, obviously, with the way he pitched, but also seemed to be happy when Tim Fedorovich took the ball from him. He's probably pleased that Fed let him go and let him pursue the no-hit bid until it ended. And Diaz did indeed end it with that double. In from the bullpen came Anthony Misevich for his first appearance of the year in a Rainiers uniform, just down from Seattle. And Will Wilson greeted him with a sharp double to the right field corner, driving in Diaz and making it a 4-1 game. But Misevich shook that off, retired the next two hitters, got a strikeout, and finished off the eighth inning. So Mikakin's final line, he went 7 1/3 innings and ended up allowing one hit and one run. He walked two and struck out 11, and Mikakin threw 116 pitches, 78 strikes, just in complete command today. Really relying heavily on the slider and the changeup, especially early in the game, and then started throwing more and more sinkers as the night went on. And Mikakin, just a terrific outing today. Right here's a pitch to a scoreless ninth inning to get the save, his third save, and the Rainiers were winners 4-1 was the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Sacramento scores 1 run on 3 hits, makes no errors, leaves 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Darren Mikakin. who has won four straight starts. And on the year, his record is now 5-4. The save to Ramirez, his third. And the loss goes to Kervin Castro, the Sacramento reliever. He is now 0-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 35 minutes. The attendance, 3,415. The Red Ears improved to 25-36 on the season. And Sacramento falls to 24-38. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 7:05. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears against Anthony DeSclafani for the River Cats. He's a San Francisco Giants rotation man who was on a rehab assignment. DeSclafani on the hill tomorrow for Sacramento. Red Ears win it 4-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available and tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 4-1. More tremendous pitching from the Tacoma Rainiers. Yesterday, Tommy Malone tossed six shutout innings. Today, a no-hit bid by Darren McCacken, broken up with one out in the eighth inning. Let's take a look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners lose to the Twins today 5-0. They got shut out by Sonny Gray and the Twins bullpen. Gray only went five innings. The bullpen handled the rest of it. Mariners had just five hits today. Wasted a gem from Marco Gonzalez, who went 6 2/3 innings and allowed just one run on three hits and got saddled with a loss for that. In fact, this game was 0-0 until the seventh inning when Ryan Jeffers singled in the first run of the game for the Twins, and then Minnesota tacked on runs against the Mariner bullpen. Luis Arraez, a big two-run single in the eighth. Twins win the series 2-1 at Seattle. The Mariners on this 11-game homestand. They're just 2-4 on it so far. And now they've got this five-game series with the Angels that includes the day-night split doubleheader on Saturday. So Mariners hoping to turn things around at T-Mobile Park against their division rival, the Angels. Let's get to some final scores in the American League now. The Chicago White Sox walloped the Detroit Tigers 13-0. They had 22 hits. Yoan Moncada had five of the hits. He was 5-for-6 with three singles, a double, a homer, and five runs batted in. And the White Sox win in a romp in Detroit. Houston defeats Texas 9-2. This game was over early. Six runs in the top of the first inning for the Astros, and that was that. But that didn't stop something very unusual from happening in that game. Two different Houston Astro pitchers pitched a immaculate inning is when you strike out the side on nine pitches, the bare minimum. Luis Garcia, their starter, did it. And then later in the game, the reliever Phil Maton pitched an immaculate inning. And they did it against the same three Rangers hitters in the lineup each time. Interesting. Astros beat the Rangers 9-2. Tampa and the Yankees meeting up in the Bronx in a series between two of the top teams in the AL East. And the Yankees have won a couple of close games in a row against Tampa. They beat them again today 4-3. And New York is now 30 games over 500 at 46-16. Aaron Judge hit his 25th homer of the year. He leads the majors. They beat the Rays ace Shane McClanahan, who takes the loss and falls to 7-3. And the Yankees have won their last 13 home games. They're just really good this year. Toronto beats Baltimore in 10 innings, 7-6. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who had hit his 16th home run of the year earlier in the game, singled in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Baltimore losing, but their big prospect who they are breaking into the majors, Adley Rutschman, the number one pick in the draft in 2019, he hit his first major league home run today for Baltimore. And Rafael Devers is red hot. The Red Sox beat the A's 10-1. Devers homered for his fourth straight game. His 16th home run of the season helped make a winner out of rookie Josh Winkowski, who got his first big league win for the Red Sox. Interleague play, three games today. Kansas City beats the Giants in San Francisco 3-2 as Whit Merrifield snapped a 2-2 tie in the eighth inning with a sacrifice fly. And then Cleveland defeats Colorado 7-5 at Coors Field. The Guardians getting a homer from Ahmed Rosario, his first of the year. He had three hits and scored four runs in the game. And then the other interleague game is in progress. Dodgers lead the Angels 4-0 in the sixth inning. And the Dodgers have had homers from Trey Turner and hit bid going on right now in the sixth inning for the Dodgers. National League Finals to pass along. Phillies beat the Marlins this afternoon 3-1. They were down 1-0 with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, two men on. The backup catcher, Garrett Stubbs, hit a walk-off three-run homer to give the Phillies the win. Diamondbacks beat the Reds 7-4 in Arizona as Zach Gallen went seven innings and allowed just two hits and two runs. And the Diamondbacks scored the runs late to get the victory. Braves cruise to an 8-2 victory over the Washington Nationals. They're just so hot right now. Atlanta getting two homers and four runs batted in from the young third baseman, Austin Riley. Brewers blast the Mets 10-2. Willie Adames had three hits and drove in a couple of runs for Milwaukee. Corbin Burns returns to form with six strong innings, striking out eight to get his fourth win. Pirates beat the Cardinals 6-4 in St. Louis. Brian Reynolds, a tie-breaking two-run homer in the seventh inning, his 11th of the season. And the Padres had fun at Wrigley today, beating the Cubbies 19-5. San Diego had 21 hits, including Manny Machado's having a huge year for the Pods. He had three hits today, including his 11th home run, and he drove in four runs and scored three runs. That's it. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat Sacramento 4-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team hospital care. They offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Well, it's not every day you come to the ballpark and see a no-hit bid, but we got one tonight. Didn't finish it, but came pretty close. Darren McCacken, five outs away from the no-hitter, which was broken up with one out of the eighth inning by Sacramento's Eson Diaz. Clean double to the gap in right center. McCacken has to settle for maybe the best start of his career. Seven and a third innings of one-hit ball. Got charged with one run, struck out a career best 11, walked 216 pitches, 78 strikes. Bullpen finished it up. Red Ears get the win over Sacramento 4-1, the final score. And McCacken has won four straight decisions. Well, four straight starts, actually, for the Red Ears, and is now 5-4 on the season. In fact, he took the team lead in wins. Daniel Ponce de Leon had the early team lead and wins with four, but he's been stuck on four for a while, and McCacken just passed him up, getting his fifth of the year today. Some scores from the league. Albuquerque put the hammer on Salt Lake 20-8 in Albuquerque today. Wow, look at all these homers. 8 home runs for the Isotopes today in their romp over the Salt Lake Bees. We'll have more on that tomorrow during the broadcast as we I'll have time to break it down and take a look. 20 runs, 8 homers for Albuquerque today and a win over Salt Lake. El Paso beats Las Vegas 11-4. 2 homers in that one from Brent Rooker. It was Sugar Land defeating Round Rock 10-4, the final score in Round Rock in a row now. And they're still playing in Reno. Oklahoma City has an 8-2 lead over Reno. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning at Greater Nevada Field. Well, the Red Ears are hot. They have won 6 of their last 7 games overall. They've won 3 in a row. They've pulled out of the cellar in the West. They now actually have a game and a half lead over last place Sacramento, and they're trying to widen the gap. We'll see if they can get another win tomorrow at 7:05. Pregame show starts at 6:55. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears, 1-2 with a 5.59 ERA. The rehabilitating Anthony DeSclafani is on the hill for Sacramento. He's a good pitcher in the major leagues when he's healthy. DeSclafani has been out for San Francisco, but he's a guy who has a just last year with the Giants, he went 13-7 with a 3.17 ERA in the National League. So he's tough. DeSclafani on the hill for Sacramento tomorrow night. That is at 7:05 p.m. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the work of Darren McCacken today. What a gem. Tacoma Rainiers win at 4-1, the final score over Sacramento. Have a great night.